in places today that we need to go to in order to have the church prepared for this time, this season. I want you to take notes. I want you to read for 31 days, Proverbs 8 and 9, chapter 8 and chapter 9 for 31 days. Read it in every translation you get your hand on. It bespeak wisdom. And I'm going to deal with understanding the blueprint, the wisdom blueprint for apostolic living and ministry. The wisdom, understanding the apostolic blueprint, or the blueprint for wisdom and apostolic living and ministry. Now, in Proverbs, I just want to read a few verses that we can get started. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She, wisdom, standeth in the top high of high places, by the way, in the places of the path." Path is plural here. "She cries at the gate," so she in the path, she at the gate, at the entrance of the city, whatever city you in. "At the coming in at the door," she, wisdom, to cover the door, the path, the city, the gates. "Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart." Verse 6, "Yea, for I will speak of excellent things." See, wisdom bring us in excellent things in the spirit as well as in life. "And the opening of my lips shall be right things." So we've got two things, excellent things and right things that apostles need to know, apostolic churches need to know, apostolic pastors, teachers, and evangelists need to know. 7th verse, "If my mouth shall speak truth," that is again, truth, excellent, my goodness, right things. Verse 7, "Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness." Wow. "There's nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge." I'm going to read a couple of more verses. "Receive my instruction, and not silver, and not a rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it." Now, as we deal with this, the introduction is going to be real strong. It's going to be implementing wisdom into our apostolic assignment. There'll be a shifting. This is a blueprint of wisdom for apostolic living and ministry. See, the living got to be in there too. So Proverbs chapter 8 and 9, I want you to study them. Read them at least for 31 days every day. Now, here's some of the things that you know all, but I want you to know it's going to begin to be built stronger and stronger. The presence of God. The presence is going to be stronger in your ministry. God's pattern. God's divine patterns will be open to you as you build in the apostolic. His presence, his patterns, supernatural patterns, divine patterns. His purpose. You know what Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose." He's going to fully open his purpose to you through his wisdom blueprint. His plans, P-L-A-N-S, going to be more clearer. His power, going to be more of an endowment of his power. Provision. We don't have to be beggarly for ministry. When we do it right in the wisdom of God, the wealth of God, follow wisdom and follow his word. So we don't have to beg to an offering time. We don't have to do none of that. We just use the wisdom of God. Are you following me? So here we have His pattern, his present, his pattern, his purpose, all that's in the wisdom, his plans, his power, his provision. Now listen, sons and daughters, excellent things will begin to happen to you. Excellent things, not just things, excellent things, right things. Truth will prevail. Instruction will be off the hook. Prudence will be steps you begin to make like never before. Knowledge, direction. You'll have a consonant anointing, counsel, understanding. These some powerful words now. Strength, riches, honor, righteousness, blessing, life, and favor. That's a stack of impact word. I'm going to go over them again because this is the introduction to get you ready for some powerful thing. His presence is so important. God's presence is so important. Then God has a pattern for your ministry, an apostolic pattern and purpose, plan, power. I got to go over them. Provision. Ooh, my goodness. Excellent things, right things, truth, are you listening? Instruction, prudence, knowledge, discretion. All of this is in the apostolic wisdom. Counsel, understanding, strength, riches in there too. Honor's in there too. Two important words, riches and honor. Righteousness, blessing, life, and favor. Now, if you can use it old words, something great and mighty thing is going to happen to you. God has left us a blueprint for apostolic living and ministry, and we find it in the scriptures. In the scriptures. Unlimited government. Unlimited government. Jesus mentioned prophets, apostles, and scribes as being sent ones. As being sent ones. You have to always remember you sent. You always remember you have divine backup. You got to always remember that. In Matthew 23:34, put that on the board, Matthew 23:34. Apostles are also referred to as wise men in Matthew 23:34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men. You see that? Mm-hmm. Y'all look with me in scripture. I don't just say that technology. Y'all pay attention to it because the Holy Spirit will impart some things today. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. Read the scripture. And some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in the synagogue and persecute them. But I want you to see from city to city. Now, I want you to see that first part. I want to read this to you again. I want to let the Holy Ghost get a chance to fall on us today. And we can see the Holy Ghost at work. Wherever you are right now in your car, wherever you are, I want the Holy Ghost to fall in your presence today. Apostles are also referred to as wise men in Matthew 23:34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophet and wise men and scribe, and some of them you should kill. But notice that the apostolic and the prophetic in which God, I didn't know why God was calling me to the second one, but I know why now. You need both of them working to prompt that anointing and pour that anointing out. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. This is very important because those of you who are pastoring, you as overseers, you're going to be wise master builders. You're going to have the wisdom of God, insight, insight from the Holy Spirit, aware of ministering spirits always being around you, angels always around you. But you look at 1 Corinthians 3:10, the Apostle Paul referred to himself as a wise master builder. Now, wise, the word wise, that wisdom is there. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder. What kind of builder? A wise master builder. I've laid the foundation, and another builder their own. But let every man take heed how he builded their own. Now, let me describe something about apostleship, because there's false apostles out there. There are people who have named themselves apostles. I want you and LTMA to be aware of the false as well as the true. There's no such thing as an apostle without evidence. If he don't have no evidence, or she don't have no evidence, they don't have no evidence in their ministry, there's no such thing. If they have not brought it forth in experience and in manifestation and in demonstration, they're lying. Because there's a certain maturity that has to be in you. And that's why I open the pages before you all as my sons and daughters. It's not braggatorious. I don't want to brag, but I have to release what God is doing so you'll know that what I'm teaching, I'm living it. I'm living it personally. I'm living it family-wise. I'm living it financially. I'm living it spiritual-wise. I'm living it physical-wise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As a primary example that God can take nothing and do great things. All right? So when you hear me talking about different things and showing you different things, I just want you to know that it's there because of the goodness of God. Okay, now, you must be a wise master builder. And you're not going to be that unless you're operating and functioning, watch what I say now, from the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of men. Okay? You cannot afford to have men pressure on you when God have called you. When men start putting pressure on you, find out a way to get rid of them. Start questioning your anointing and questioning your authority. Find out a way to get rid of them. God will show you a way to get rid of them because they're not supposed to be there. So, and I'll do it in a minute. And that's why I have my voice checking everybody before they come in the LTMA. We don't want nobody to come in and think they're all smart and won't listen and won't yield because they're going to try to be rub shoulder with you. Look in Luke 11:49. Luke account mentioned the wisdom of God speaking as the sender of the apostle. Therefore also said the wisdom of God. See that? The wisdom of God speak, doesn't it? I will send them prophet and apostle. You see that? And some of them shall slay and persecute. But what I'm saying, Luke account mentioned the wisdom of God speaking as the sender of apostle. God, apostles, and your ministry will go to another level, apostolic ministry, fulfilling Ephesians 4:11-16. It's fulfilling Ephesians 4:11-16. As we get together and as we begin to function together and as we begin to flow together, are you following me? Are you following me? Are you holding close? You see, because as wise master builders in ministry, we can't build on denomination. We can't build on organization. We have to know how to build ministries by revelation, by wisdom from God. I believe that's why God put me in this little city, to show you it can be done anywhere. Are you following me? In other words, prophets, they should be different way, apostles, prophets, and scribes are sent by the wisdom of God. And so therefore, if you're sent by the wisdom, you're going to have to constantly function in the wisdom of God. Divine insight, divine understanding, divine enlightenment, divine revelation. Are you following me? Now, to reject these ministries is to reject the very wisdom of God. So you who are being apostolically trained, those who reject your ministry, they are actually rejecting the wisdom of God. Because you function and you flow in the wisdom of God. Always ask God to give you wisdom, divine insight, enlightenment, unfolding the mystery that is hiding behind the door. You as an apostle supposed to be able to see that and supposed to be to relate it to your personal life and to the people that you're ministering to. Hear me clearly now, because I'm not just talking, I'm imparting to you. I'm imparting something to you that I've been wearing for 50 years. All right? Wearing 50 years. And I have to tell you, my children, I have to tell you how it is. I think I was talking to Dr. Farb the other day. I've been wearing this for 50 years, and I haven't missed a day in all the 50 years of spending quality time with the Lord. I will not miss a day of spending quality. Now, I'm getting full. Spending quality time with the Lord. That's a blessing. I want that type of blessing to come off on you. Not ritually doing it, not just reading, but just hungry all the time. Hungry for more of Him, more of His presence. That don't happen automatically. You got to let the Holy Spirit impart this to you. So, in other words, apostles, prophets, and scribes are sent by the wisdom of God. So if you're sent by the wisdom of God, you're going to have to operate and you've got to function in the wisdom of God. I say, every one of you all, I know you're doing it now, but at a higher dimension from this impartation, going to begin to function in the wisdom of God. I speak that on you while His anointing is resting on me. Now, I impart that to you right now in the name of Jesus. So when you reject the very wisdom of God. All right, let me give you this. Since one come in the spirit of the sender, if they are sent by the wisdom of God, they will come in the spirit of wisdom. Oh, my goodness. And apostolic people will walk in and manifest a spirit of wisdom, wisdom necessary to build properly. Now, instead, I study behind a lot. I read a lot about wisdom, and I pick out some things that the Lord really touched me with to bring to you. And things, it's the thing that I'm studying, I already been living them. I almost can't read a book that I haven't had that in my life. It's amazing. The book looks like I wrote the book. but if you spend time with God, you understand? I'm giving Him the glory. You understand? I want that same anointing fresh to be on you. So to reject these ministries is to reject the very wisdom of God. So from this day forward, anybody rejecting you, they're rejecting the very wisdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? They're rejecting the wisdom of God. You got to function in the wisdom. You got to function in that, let me say it that way, this divine enlightenment for ministry. Now, there are so many organizational structures and denominational structures that can keep you blind to this wisdom. Because they're functioning in man-made ideals and they're structuring leadership without the fivefold ministry gift really in place. It's organizational structure. We got to move beyond that. So always remember that you are sent one. And always remember that you're sent by wisdom. God Himself is wisdom. Sent one comes in the spirit of sender. If they are sent by the wisdom of God, they will come in the spirit of wisdom. And apostolic people will walk in and manifest a spirit of wisdom. Wisdom necessary to build properly, to build properly. Now, I say this and I say it with reverence. The aspect of apostleship that God have called me in and called us in, we come in already built operation from where we had nowhere else to go. So we came in Baptist, we came in full gospel, we came in with a lot of denominational structure, and the full wisdom of God has not been able to flow, because when you try to break a rule, sometimes you break a rule, a natural, normal rule they have set, and in the apostolic, you're going to break some rules. you're going to tear down some fences, and you're going to kick down some doors. That's the only way you're going to get out. All right? So, with all humbleness, to a large degree, our ministry has been in prison. Gifted, anointed, but too many barricades around. Too many men, women shutting us down. Say, we can't do this, we can't go that. And so God's voice can't fully be heard unless you step off in an apostolic anointing. I'm going to hear what the wisdom of God says, and I'm going to do what God says, and God's going to supply my need. God's going to protect me. God's going to cover my ministry. I'm not afraid to make the move. I'm not going to make no foolish move. See, foolish and wisdom don't spell alike. See, I'm moving the wisdom of God. When I spend time with God, I'm going to hear God's voice, and I'm going to build property. So what happened now, some structures that we have in our churches had to be torn down. Because we build it organizational-wide, denominational-wide, and it's interfering with the atmosphere that God wants to build in your ministry. There's a certain atmosphere. There's a certain atmosphere that can't be built with certain things you might. And so in my apostleship, I come in tearing down things that look like, man, it's the man thing to do. This is the best part of my ministry. It's the idea is mine. But I'm trying to get you in a deeper dimension of the spirit. Some things we could have going on, they will be exciting, but the full enlightenment will not come because it's being blocked by the atmosphere. My God. You almost have to have a dummy atmosphere or a crumbling atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to move in it. But you don't understand what I'm saying. You see, you get too structuralized. And you get in academics, you get in your smartness, but you got to deal with your infirmities. I yield to the Spirit of God. I yield. So what I'm saying, what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying the apostleship of the day is different than the original apostles per se, because the apostles built the churches from the foundation, but the apostleship today, real apostles, go in the churches that already been built, and they have to tear down some things and build some new structure. Look at Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. The church is to manifest the wisdom to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. Therefore also say the wisdom, 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God. Say manifold wisdom. Manifold of God. Say it again, manifold wisdom of God. Say, I operate in the manifold. I'll see some of y'all mouth not moving. What's the matter with y'all? I operate in the manifold wisdom of God from this day forward. Now pause and think about that. Because that's being imparted to you right now. See, so whatever capacity, whatever wisdom, anointing you need at any given moment in the days to come, from this impartation, you're going to apostolically work in God's manifold wisdom. Whatever you're dealing with now, whatever structure seems to hold you from imparting or implementing what God wants you to implement, I decree the manifold wisdom of God apostolically will begin to work in your life and your ministry like never before. How would I say this, Holy Spirit? Clean answers going to start coming like never before. Clean answers. What other way to say it? Screen. Answers that are screened from any outside input. Going to begin to flow through you. Matter of fact, those of you who are passing your congregation are going to see you in a different light. I sense it right now. I sense that type of impartation. Principalities and power in heavenly places. In other words, you're going to operate in such a wisdom that even the false, the demonical power is going to know, I can't mess with him, I can't mess with her. You're going to be flowing in it. Turn to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Proverbs 24, verse 3. In other words, the church, through wisdom, should impact the spirit realm. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Through wisdom, through our wisdom, when we're talking, when we're walking, when we're speaking, when we're answering a question, we should be impacting the spirit realm. Not just talking. You never just talk again in your life. You to recognize you're the voice of God. You can be laughing, but still power coming out of your mouth. In other words, the church through wisdom should impact the spirit realm. Look at that, Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. Building and establishing is what we're doing here in the LTMA. We're going into the apostolic and the prophetic. It's going to be on our lives, our families, our ministries, our finances, everything. It's going to be apostolic and prophetic. That's why we prophesy the money. Money coming. Money obey us. Yeah, why are you giving that? We're prophesying the health right now. Health coming. Health obey us. These are our assignments. In other words, the church through wisdom should impact the spirit realm. I want you to hear that. Mm-hmm. Through wisdom. Now, I am to make an impact everywhere I go. Not putting on, just being who I am and has spent time with God. Dr. Farb and I went to a Plant Strong conference in Carolyn and Tracy, and we were the only black one there out of 85. But we made it through the apostolic, what an impact was made on all those people's lives. You know, one lady, Dr. Farmer, I was laughing at it, we were sitting in a circle and giving God the glory, and everybody get a chance to say something. A lady way across the room from Dr. Farmer and myself, and she said, can I just hug you, Dr. Thompson? And she a white lady, she ran across there to come give a hug. But it was the impact of the spirit. Mm-hmm. You walk in a room. Don't be all gibbish. Recognize who you are. Recognize you're a representative of the kingdom of God. Recognize that you got an anointing. That's why I tell her, don't just wear no blue jeans. Sometimes dress up. Women, fix yourself up. Glorify God. In other words, the church through wisdom should impact the spirit realm. Listen now, listen very carefully. Those exposed to apostolic ministry will receive and walk in a higher level of wisdom. The church, nor no ministry, can be built without the wisdom of God. Your family, none of it can be built. So we got to ask, that's why I told you to read for about 31 days. I told you to read the 8th and 9th chapter of Proverbs. I'm going to do it myself. You know I'm going to do it. Apostolic and prophetic wisdom are necessary to build a church, the house of the Lord, not just globally, but on a local level too. So what are we saying? I know online I have some good pastors, I have some good deacons, good men and women of God. But yet, without this apostolic wisdom in reality, not in dominating forces, trying to make you submit and all that stuff, be under me and all that stuff. You got no time for that. You know, you got to want, this is an honor. You got to want this like you all do. I'm real proud of y'all, Tim A. Because I know y'all want it and y'all respectful people. And that's God. That got to be God. No, ain't no man, no woman can do it. It's got to be God. The way we have respect for one another is powerful. It's the spirit of wisdom, what it really is. So apostolic, I might repeat something, but it's so powerful, it needs to be repeated. Apostolic and prophetic wisdom are necessary to build a church, the house of the Lord, not just globally, but on a local level too. Every local church needs the apostolic dimension to be built properly. Every local church. Now, in all of you all, the apostolic dimension of being please, maybe someday God may call you, but don't go out there and let the Lord call you until you get your tail whooped. But you go out there, I'm an apostle. Don't go out there if you don't have the evidence. If you don't have the calling, if you don't have the evidence, you don't have the revelation. You don't have the experience. Don't walk out there talking about you're an apostle. I think apostles should have some evidence in their life, some production in the spirit realm. That's why I try to set an example for you in every aspect. That they've been spending time with God, and that God has placed some things in their life to trust them to reveal that he's using them in a special way. The church must be built according to God's ordained pattern. I want you to write that down, ordained pattern. Ordained, check, and check some things. Check some things in your ministry and see if it's in ordained pattern. Now, if I say to my congregation Sunday, as an apostle, I ain't gonna be hooking up on you and following every little step you make. You need to learn how to do things for yourself. You need to know how to bind the devil. I ain't coming to pray for every little thing you're going through. You pray yourself. Now, pastor can't say that because he's scared. But an apostle making people grow to an apostolic believer, he can tell them that. The church must be built according to God's ordained pattern. The blueprint, the ordained pattern, blueprint, ordained pattern, blueprint must be obtained by the Spirit. It must be received by revelation. I'm going to go over this one because you got three things that I want you to see. I want you to see ordained pattern, blueprint, and revelation. Matter of fact, say that, ordained pattern, blueprint, and revelation. Now notice all of those has to come through the Spirit. It can't come through a meeting with somebody giving a second of emotion. See, pastors, I'm pulling pastors out. I know you have to have some assistance, but when God tells you to do something, you go in there and tell them what you're going to do. And if anybody objected, just keep your eyes on them because they're gone. See, as builders in the apostolic, we have to hear from God. I know other people have wisdom, but when God tell you to do something, he's going to give you the wisdom and the knowledge and the people to do it. Ordained pattern. Check those three out. Ordained pattern, blueprint, and revelation. Let's check those three out. Look in Exodus 25, and we're going to look at verse 8 and 9, because some apostolic insight and prophetic insight was given to us in the Old Testament. We're dealing with Moses now. In the 25th chapter of Exodus, the 8th verse, it says, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you." That is the pattern of the tabernacle and the patterns of all its furnishing, just so you should make it. As Exodus 25:8-9, meditate that and you see. Moses was instructed by the Lord to build a sanctuary according to the pattern he received. And so, what are you saying, apostle? What are you saying? That in order to flow with what God has us doing now, some changes are going to be made. You got to hear the voice of God. You know, some changes are going to have to be made. You just can't go down the same doggone path. You got to hear the voice of God. Moses was instructed by the Lord to build a sanctuary according to the pattern he received. It was not left up to the human wisdom to build a sanctuary. Talk to me here. The church cannot be built properly with human wisdom and skill. The blueprint must come from heaven. The blueprint must. So now I want you all to check your individual lives out. What kind of blueprint you got on your life? Now you know the apostle's not talking down to you. I know y'all great men and women. But I have to, and I'm not going to be making no excuses now. I'm just going to put this little plug in because I want to really cut you. I want you to bleed. I want you to have good success. I want you to have victory. I want you to know how to make a change, how to say no, how to say yes. That's the only way you're going to be able to walk in this type of apostolic prophetic anointing. You got to be willing to make the changes, not hold on to the old thing. If God show you something, make sure it's him, the Spirit bearing witness with your spirit, but move on what God is showing you to do. Don't ever try to impress men. It was not left up to human wisdom to build a sanctuary. The church cannot be built properly with human wisdom and skill. The blueprint must come from heaven. Now I'm going to go ahead and out on a limb and say this. See, my ministry is built on a blueprint from heaven. I came down in this little city and had them on 13 people at the church. No money. Nobody ever heard about this city. All y'all been here now. All y'all want to come here right now. See, because of the anointing, because of God's blueprint. And he built it up. Built it, give it 600 acres of land. I'll throw that at you too. Anybody give some more hundreds of acres of land. Just give it to you. So he made you known that you have no excuse. It'll work anywhere. If it can work in Darrow, it'll work anywhere. God's plan for his church is quite different from the plan of man. Hear that? Churches that are built without apostolic wisdom and revelation will have constructional cracks and faults which the enemy would exploit. Now I'm going over that, children. God's plan for his church is quite different from the plan of man. What is it? Jeremiah 29, 11, I know the plan I have for you. Yeah, put that down, Jeremiah 29, 11. God's plan for his church is quite different from the plan of man. Churches that are built without apostolic wisdom, and we got a whole lot of them built. This one was built too without apostolic wisdom. I don't know how long I've been an apostle. You know, God had to give me some wisdom down here in Darrow to be able to go all over the world, you know, flying in four jets. Now, how in the world? I don't even know what I'm doing. But you see, it's just that as you yield, he needs you. You know, God needs you a little ignorant so you won't get in his way. You read all them books and you get real smart and God tell you something and it don't line up with them books, then you won't go back to the book to check God? See, God sometimes catch you off schedule. You got to be willing to move when he tell you move. Are y'all listening to LTMA? Y'all listening? Huh? Now, I'm not just man talking. I got proof. See, that's powerful. See, over the years of ministry, came through every level you in, I've been through it. Every level you talk about, I've been through that level. All right? So we have no excuse for you not growing, for you not coming out of the hole. A lot of times, I know some of y'all might still be in the hole. We've got to come out, man. You can't be in the LTMA and stay at the same level. Some things you're saying, stop saying them. The enemy is putting thoughts in your head that you can't do this, you can't do that. I never thought about that. I don't think about can't. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all need to be full-time in ministry. You're scared. God got to call you. You better don't quit your job without him telling you. But God has a plan. God's plan for his church is quite different from the plan of man. That organization, that denomination, Catholic and all. Catholic, Baptist, full gospel, Church of God, Christ, all of them. God's plan for his church is quite different from the plan of man. Churches that are built without apostolic wisdom and revelation. Come on now. Apostolic wisdom. You know in prayer, Paul prayed in Ephesians 1 and 3. That's apostolic wisdom and revelation. We'll have constructional cracks. So a lot of constructional cracks we got to deal with. And fault. And when you got those cracks and those faults, the enemy explore them. E-X-P-L-O-Y-T. Explore it. You know, he used that to get grips in your ministry and hold you in a certain place and laugh at you. Moses is a type of prophetic symbol of apostolic ministry. You heard that? Moses is a type or prophetic symbol of apostolic ministry. Now we can sit down and talk about Moses. Y'all done read about Moses, what he did, man threw it raw, he threw it. You read the Red Sea and all of those things that happened. And he told Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Powerful, and Moses, the burning bush experience. We should have these experiences today. Moses is a type or prophetic symbol of apostolic ministry. Now, the church have not been seen at large to a high degree, have not been seen in the apostolic ministry. I know that because I've been in ministry 50 years. He received the pattern from the Lord to build a sanctuary to God's specification. Just as the dimensions, plural, and details, plural, of Moses was instructed by the Lord to build a sanctuary according to the pattern he received, so apostles bring patterns, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-S, to the church. Let me read that again. It's so powerful. Moses is a type or prophetic symbol of apostolic ministry. He received the pattern from the Lord to build a sanctuary to God's specifications. Got a lot of plural words here. Specification is plural. Just as the dimension, plural, and detail, plural, of the Moses was instructed by the Lord to build a sanctuary, according to the pattern he received, so apostles bring patterns to the church. So quite naturally, you're not going to be fully understood. You're going to run up against a lot of organization structure, all right? They are wise master builders, spiritual architects. They receive wisdom and grace to know and implement God's blueprint for his church. I'm going to read that over again. I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on that. They are wise master builders, spiritual architects. They receive wisdom and grace to know and implement God's blueprint for his church. Then in Exodus 25:9 again, according to all that I show thee. See, you got to see something. After the pattern of the tabernacle, the pattern of all instrument there, even so shall you make it. You don't meditate that verse. Now, here's a very short sentence, but he's going to reiterate some of the things I've been saying to you. You're going to have to go over the tape. You got to take time with it. Apostolic wisdom is necessary if we are to build properly. So what that mean? A lot of churches have been built improper. Let me go back to a touchy area, because the Lord told me my apostolic is different. You see, you're going in churches already established. See, and so you got to deal with some of the things that have been established. You got to deal with them. You got to break some things down. And you're going to make some people hot. But I don't care. Exodus 31:1-5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, oh my God, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic work, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewelry for setting, in carving wood, and to a work in all manner of workmanship." My Lord. "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah." Look what he said he did. "And I have filled him." I'm speaking this over you right now. "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God." Do it, Holy Spirit. "In wisdom, every one of you. In understanding, everything about to change. In knowledge, in all manner of workmanship." May those things enter into you right now as I speak to you. And then in Exodus 36:1, I want you to go over these scriptures. And somebody's name, I might call them anything. "And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord had put wisdom." See, don't worry about the name. Get the wisdom. "Put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded." So those are verses there. I'm doing them injustice because I got so much to go over today. I've been going almost an hour. I got 16 minutes from my hour. I want everybody to write this down or text it out. Wisdom is the key to building the sanctuary properly. So I want to go back on that same statement. Wisdom is the key to building your life properly, your lifestyle properly, your family properly, your finances properly, your health properly, your long satisfied life properly. See, if you're going to operate in wisdom, watch what the Holy Spirit just said to me. If you're going to operate in wisdom, you cannot listen to the masses. You're almost going to have to be an individual. You're almost going to have 45 in the room and you're going the other way. So, no, I can't do that. This is a statement I'm going to make. I never heard it before in my life. Before you can roll a gold ball, you're going to have to be blackballed. Before you be able to roll the gold ball is with God wisdom, God understanding, God instruction, God knowledge, God ways, God pattern, God blueprint. You're going to have to be blackballed. In other words, the church society at large has never seen the apostolic. You pastors with me, your members will start, they're seeing the apostolic now. They're seeing that you're a sent one. They're seeing that you don't live by levels. You make levels. Okay. Just like when y'all around me, y'all expect great and mighty things. You know, I might go off any minute. The same way your congregation be in. Then there's a respect that will come from your family. They're going to recognize who you are, not just a father. They'll recognize that God had his hand on you. And you build that over the years, and you earn that over the years to make decisions properly. Bezalel and Holiah were men of skill, men of ability, who was filled with wisdom. I say you filled with wisdom. They brought beauty and excellence to the sanctuary. I say you bring in beauty and excellence to the sanctuary when you stand up to preach it, when you walk in there. The house of the Lord should be a place of excellence. What? Everything about it should reflect the beauty and excellence of the Lord. Now you can't do that without wisdom. You can't do that working by your feeling. You have to have the enlightenment of God. Now, in ministry, my sons and daughters, I'm in total peace. I don't worry about nothing. I'm in total peace. I'm just in total peace because God's wisdom, not Leroy's wisdom, but God's wisdom, when you spend time with him, see, I don't have to get in the presence of God. I live in the presence of God. See, anytime you're around me, you're in the presence of God. We'd be laughing and talking, but you're in the presence of God. Because I might switch on you in any minute, ask David. I might switch on you in any minute. And I'm giving God the glory for it. And ooh, you don't know how much inability I have. How much infirmities I have. But the more infirm you are and the more inability you have, the more God can use you. Paul talked about that, you know. See, your smartness get in your way sometimes. Your great ideals get in the way of God's ideal. God's ideas sometimes are very simple. If you follow them, they turn out to be complicated and they bless. Are you listening to me? Huh? How long you been on the same level where you are now? How successful you are? Oh, I can hear your mouth. I'm not talking about mouth. I'm talking about manifestation. You shouldn't be connected to LTMA and not moving. You should be moving. You should, if you follow instruction, when you come to these classes, these impartations are getting off on you. These are not regular setting. I ain't got no time to waste. I'm here for a reason. I don't have no time. Every minute, every second of my life is very important. I ain't got no time to be waiting with no people who I thank God for the 12 because they kind of protect me. If they ain't writing to the 12, they ain't getting any LTMA because they won't check what you want. What you come here for? You know, you come here to prove your apostleship. Apostle don't want to hear that. I ain't got time for that. All right, now, let's go a few more minutes. They brought beauty and excellence to the sanctuary. The house of the Lord should be a place of excellence. Everything about it should reflect the beauty and excellence of the Lord. Now, listen very carefully. The apostolic dimension releases the wisdom necessary to build according to God's pattern. Now, I want you to have that. I want you to write it down. The apostolic dimension releases the wisdom necessary to build according to God's pattern. Got it? You want me to say it again? I'm going to say it one more time because it's so important. The apostolic dimension releases the wisdom necessary to build according to God's pattern. Now, I want you to see your life. I want you to see your family. I want you to see your ministry. I want you to see your finances. I want you to see your health. How much a 10-yard plan paying to me when I'm teaching on health? How much attention? Y'all stuck just like everybody else? Y'all better open your eyes. God called me for wealth and health, apostolically and prophetically, and I'm putting it out now. And y'all better pay attention to it, or you're gonna be dragging just like somebody else with no God. When that happened, the results of your life, the results of your family, the results of your ministry will be a result of beauty and excellence, reflecting the glory and the wisdom of the Lord. You know, such thing as building a large ministry or building a powerful ministry without building a powerful life. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Write down Romans 12, 1 through 3, and put down my part. Write down Hebrews 4:12 and put it just the word part. Write down 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. That's the Lord's part. Now you know all three set of those verses, but I want you to read it in that order. And you'll find out where your health is, you'll find out where your wealth is, you'll find out all of it. Because there's a divine exchange. It started out with the body in Romans 12, 1. In Hebrews 4, 12, it started out with the soul. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, it started out with the spirit. Do we start out, what 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 say? My whole spirit, soul, body. Okay, all right, so they start, see, you learn in Romans 12, 1, you're responsible for your soul and the body. And you're responsible to keep your faith working in the spirit and not out of your mind. Your spirit working, you keep your spirit working in grace. Keep your faith working in grace. Keep your faith working in grace, the measure of faith. All right, 8 minutes from now. Let's look at Nehemiah for a minute. But I want you to turn to John 14:26. Just for a minute, John 14:26. I promise you now, this impartation, I got to keep on, because I study so much, but I got to keep in this line of impartation. Nehemiah is also a type of apostolic ministry. Y'all know what he did, right? His name means comforter. He's a type of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is an apostolic spirit. Ooh, glory to God. Because he was sent by the Father. And John 14:26 said, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to you. So he's saying the Holy Spirit operating in an apostolic spirit. You ever heard that before? The Holy Spirit operated in an apostolic spirit because he was sent by God. Just you sent by God. Nehemiah was also sent one. Now look at Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 5. Verse 5, 5 and 6 we're going to look at. Nehemiah chapter 2, 5, verses 5 and 6. And I say to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant had found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah to the city of my father, tomb, that I may rebuild it. So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Nehemiah, just let me talk about that a few minutes. Nehemiah was sent to build. The apostolic spirit is a building spirit. I'm talking about your family. I'm talking about your life personally. I'm talking about your family. I'm talking about your ministry. I'm talking about your finances. I'm talking about your health. In other words, nobody in LTMA gonna be beaten down. If you follow instruction, I'm imparting to you thing that I'm using myself, and it all give glory to God. Are you with me? Some of y'all might have something on your mind you're worried about. Might be worried about finances. You should not be connected to me worried about no finances. You know what you got to do. You got to sow. Sow in your pastor. Sow in your church. You got to do it. You know what you got to do. But give you four or five more things. Shut up. I ain't worried about no time. Don't tell me how long I can teach you. Whenever you find the apostolic dimension, whenever you find the apostolic dimension, listen very carefully, you will find building or rebuilding. That's what it's all about. Ooh, I love this part too. In spite of opposition, you remember, you read the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah was able to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem because he was sent. And he had the authority from the king to build. Nehemiah also showed us that where there's a building, there will be warfare. Where there's a building. See, so you have to understand now, I don't share everything with you about what I've been through, but it's warfare. They'll try to cut you off. I've had major ministry try to shut me off. And every time they shut me off, I went up three more levels. Try to shut you out. Try to get you under them, shut you down, smother what God is doing in your life. But you can't let that happen. That's why I never want to smother you. I want you to always have your wings out. You're supposed to go higher than me. I'm your teacher. All right? Just keep flying. Just keep flowing. Keep flowing. Keep flying. There's great and mighty thing that is in store for you. So in spite of opposition, Nehemiah was able to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem because he was sent. He had authority from the king, authority from God. Nehemiah also showed that where there's building, there will be warfare. That's very important for you to hear. Warfare in the aspect of there are going to be ministries in your city not recognizing the level that you're walking on. Now, they're wearing a towel, wearing all kind of towel. But your ministry is going to start flowing, and it happened here. It happened in Baton Rouge. It happened in New Orleans, all these areas around me, all over the world. He said, what is he doing? I remember my friend Jesse DePlantis told me, he said, well, Jesse and I, real tight, we was out eating lunch. He said, all I'm asking me, where you at? Where you at? Where you going? Jesse, he going to his son's church. See, I'm turning down a lot now. I turn them down because I ain't got time for nobody with no foolishness who just trying to get some money or just trying to be a big name. When I go into a church, I want to train the people. That's why I'm going to my son's church, not in daughter church. I want to go train the people apostolic. Right? I ain't got the time to go out begging for money and trying to get money out of people for you. You ain't using me like that. So know there's going to be warfare when you start breaking out. He commanded his builders to hold weapons in one hand and building equipment in the other. You ever read Nehemiah? Had a weapon in one hand and building equipment in the other hand and probably had a Bible sitting on top of his head. Let me give you this one and I'll close. I don't want to close, but I'm going to close. Even today, there's no building without warfare. Satan will always oppose the building of the church. Apostolic churches are warfare churches that are able to fight through opposition and build. Your city, your town, when you start changing your way of living, changing your your family, scriptures you had already, scriptures you've been using, but you're going to start using them in a different perspective now. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for every man, every woman in the sound of my voice, every ministry, whatever wisdom that sons and daughters need in their cities, in their states, wherever they are, give it clear to them. Give them clear wisdom. Let them always bear the fruit of the Spirit, always wearing the gifts of the Spirit. These men and women have taken time out to come and sit for this impartation. Manifest wealth and increase in abundance in their lives. Open doors, windows, gates over their lives today. We're thankful for the harmony. It's two words there, Lord. I hear it. Three words. I am. Holiness. Honesty. And harmony. Those three words. Let LTMA live those three words. Holiness. What's the next one? Harmony. What else? Honor. Be built in each one of us right here, right now, at an apostolic dimension. We were careful to give you all the glory and all the praise, what was said, what we received this morning. But Lord, we know we're not on the same level. We know that insight and enlightenment, wisdom, revelation, and knowledge will flow through every man, every woman in the sound of my voice at a higher apostolic prophetic dimension from this day forward. In their prayer time, in their meditation time, in their praise time, in their study time, they're going to hear with a clear volume things that take them to another level. I thank you how you've been protecting us and how we've had peace and harmony among ourselves. I thank you for the 12 men you've sent to wrap around me to do this job, that they're faithful men. They love you and they love your kingdom. We just thank you to continue to tell them, Shekai, Vistilema, Rebbe Ebroma, Shikitlame, Viskanan, Shikibro Bahasa. Thank you to continue giving us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your humbleness, your meekness to transfer to others who come around us this self-same apostolic anointing. There are men and women under me who have men and women under them. Let them be able to pass it down. Let them be able to see it in them. We're thankful for such a harmony, how we can flow in dimensions, Lord. We just praise you today for this impartation all over the world. These men and women are here. Men and women who love you. Whatever their needs are, I ask you now to meet their needs, meet their desires. Oh, my goodness. I pray for every ministry on the sound of my voice, every person on the sound of my voice. And I pray for their mates. I pray for their children and their grandchildren that the wisdom of God will shower over every one of them, even their parents that are alive, that health and wisdom be on them and long, satisfied lives. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's a wrap. I'll see y'all next session. Leroy Jr. Gonna take. You have nothing to say? It's over? It's over. See y'all later. Peace.